Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, you are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Glory to God. Good morning, good morning. Good morning to you out there, amen, out there with your listening ears on. Thanks be unto God who give us to victory, amen. Just another day's journey, amen, to go, amen, as the Lord have, amen, petition for you, amen, to go. I love the Lord, amen, on this morning. I'm excited, amen, what God, amen, is doing now. Amen. God is doing such a great work. And if God is shifting, amen, in his spirit, amen, and he moving, amen, by his power, he moving by his spirit, glory to God. And in order for you to see that, friend, you have to tap into the spiritual aspect of God in the spiritual realm of the Lord. Amen. Amen. This is Lively Stones Ministry, amen, with your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones, coming to you, amen, for I come in no other name, amen, but the name of the Lord, amen, bringing you good things, amen, and glad tidings of good news, glory to God, for the peace of God that surpasseth all understanding, glory to God. We right here live in the studio here on this October day. Amen. Excuse me. On October the 18th here in the year of 2025. Amen. Right now. We love God. Amen. And you ought to love the Lord. You ought to lift him up. Amen. Because he first loved you according to 1 John 4:19. Amen. You ought to love God. You ought to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and continue to come into his court with praise. Amen. And be thankful unto him and magnify, amen, his name. Glorify God this morning. Begin to worship him. Praise him. Amen. No other name under heaven given among men whereby they must be saved. And that's the name of the Lord Jesus. And at that name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. Glory to God. That which is in heaven and that which is on earth and that which is under the earth. Glory to God. That angels, amen, bow before him. And heaven and earth adore him. Glory to God. Come on here. Amen. Praise God for all his wonderful things, all his acts of kindness, amen, that he have given unto you. Amen. Without further ado, we want to thank God, amen, on this morning for me and my wife went over to the Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, amen, in Fort Pierce, 29th Street, amen, and Avenue S, amen, where the overseer is Dorothy Gordon, amen. We had such a beautiful time in the Lord. We had such a gorgeous time in the Lord, and we just lifted, amen, the name of the Lord, amen, up. So I want to say greetings, amen, to the Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, amen, where the pastor is Harriet Gordon, amen, and thank God for the woman of God, amen, who brought forth the message on last Sunday, amen, glory to God. We're not just yet affiliated, amen, because me and my wife, we just began to go over there and fellowship, amen, amongst the people, amen, of God, and we just want to thank you for receiving us, amen. You say that your love hang you on the hinges of welcome. Your doors hang on the hinges of welcome, amen. We just want to thank you for having us over there, and we sense, amen, we feel such a presence of the Lord, amen, over there, amen. We feel the love of God, amen. God said, I have loved you with an everlasting love, and love and kindness have I drawn unto thee, and no man can come unto God unless he been drawn by the Spirit of God, and God is love. So, and when you preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, if you don't have love, amen, in your words, in your mouth, in your manifestation, in your showing, in your action, amen, you're not going to draw no one. Glory to God. You got to have the love of Jesus Christ, that same love, unconditional love, amen, that Christ have shown us the way, and to be the imitators, amen, and be followers, amen, of God. Come on, amen. We got to live in a time now that we need God in our life. Glory to God, because we love God, amen. Therefore, we don't want to disappoint God. We want to always continue to come before him, amen, and bow before him, glory to God, and to wait on instruction from God. God, what is my next move, oh God, that I would not do anything unless I hear from the Lord. Glory to God, that I will incline my ear unto the Lord, amen, and allow the Lord to dictate my life and to be controlled by the Spirit, amen, of the living God. Come on here. No man can call Jesus, amen, Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And when you got the Holy Ghost abiding down on the inside of you, you, amen, can tap into the spiritual realm of God, amen, and speak the things that God will have you to speak. Glory to God, that somebody else will be edified, somebody else will be encouraged. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you right now. We just want to thank you for one more time, amen, one more day's journey, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your enlightenment, oh God, in us, oh Lord, that the spiritual eyes of our understanding may be enlightened, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now I ask you to touch the minds and the hearts of your people everywhere, all over the land, oh God, right now, in the name of the Lord, oh God, and Lord, that you are a strong tower, oh God, and the righteous running into it, oh Lord, and they are saved in the name of Jesus. Somebody, oh Lord, in a place of perplexed right now, oh God, somebody in a place of confusement right now, oh God, I ask you, Lord, to touch their minds right now, oh God. Let them know that you are the Lord, that you are God, and besides you, there is no other, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Have your way right now, amen, that the yoke is destroyed because the anointing of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, because the Holy Ghost, amen, that which is given us to unto us on the inside of us, that make us walk circumspectly, amen, that we can be able to acknowledge things, we can be able to see things, we can be able to discern things, amen, to speak those things which be not as though they were, already having the faith, glory to God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, we'll be careful, oh God, to give you all the praises and the honor and the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen. We want to thank God, amen, for Sister Karen here with us this morning, the voice of Hidden Places, amen. And we're capping off the week of prayer and share. Prayer and share is now in the books of the last year of 2025. That God has been good. Come on. God has been good all over the land. Glory to God. And God been good to this radio station, WCNO 89.9. Amen. And I'm just a piece of the puzzle. Amen. Just glad to be here, to be able to say something. Amen. To say a piece, amen, that pertains unto the Lord. Glory to God. I heard that it was a success. Amen. And I believe all hearts and minds are clear to go forth, amen, and bring forth the seed, amen, what the Lord will have us to bring forth, amen. Thank God, amen, for you out there this morning, amen. We need the Lord for now, amen, for more than ever right now, for these last and evil days that we're living in right now. We're living of a time of deceitfulness, a time of apostasy, a time where ones is turning away from the faith, amen, of God, but realizing, amen, that you can't do nothing, amen, with God, amen. All God promises is yea and amen. Glory to God. And when the word, you see, look at the word amen in that 2 Corinthians verse 1, chapter 20. Chapter 1, verse 20. All God promises yea in him and amen in him. The amen means so be it, that God will turn the situation already around. It's already done. It's already have been confirmed. It's already an affirmation, amen. It's already a pronunciation, amen. You can put the point on it, oh God, amen, because God have done the word of the moreover, amen, to commit, amen, unto the ways of the Lord, amen. We got to find out that our ways, amen, is is not his ways, neither, amen, our thoughts are his thoughts. Once we come into the conclusion and the comprehendingness, amen, of that, then we can go somewhere in God, and God can use us, amen, for his glory. Glory to God. Amen. For one man, for a righteous man with scarcity for one to die. Amen. Peradventure for a good man, for one would dare even to die. Amen. For God commended his love toward us while we was yet sinners, and Christ died. Amen. For us. Once we begin to peep into that and to realize and to know what God have done for us already in our life, that we can consider, amen, that we'll continue to praise God, amen, on this earth, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Amen. So friend, God have blessed you in a mighty way. Somebody that might be out there this morning say, hi, God have blessed me. I ain't got anything. Amen. But let me tell you something. You got life, health, and strength. Amen. You got another chance to get it right before the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. You can scratch your eyes out and look and see, amen, that the glory of God is all upon you. Amen. He didn't allow anything to happen to you. Amen. That we all have sinned, the Bible souls declare. Amen. And fallen short of the glory of God. Glory to God. Amen. But when you was in your trespasses and dead in your sins. Amen. The Bible so declared that he have quickened you. Amen. Who was dead, that you walked, amen, at some point to the courses of this world and the prince of the air. Glory to God. Amen. But God trying to get your attention right now. Amen. Because you woke up this morning. Amen. And you begin to see the beauty of the Lord. Amen. As you look out the window and see the trees. Amen. Glory to God. And as you get in the car. Amen. And as you feel the temperature change. Glory to God. Amen. Because we're just coming out of the summer, amen, and you can feel the sense and temperature, amen, now, and that's the glory of God, amen, the seasons of change, glory to God, in due season your time, amen, will come, glory to God, and we just have to continue to hang in there, glory to God, continue, amen, to fight the good fight of faith, continue to endure, amen, for the race is not given to the swift nor the strong, amen, for he that endureth, amen, unto the end, glory to God. I'm just reminded one time when I ran, amen, a 26.2 mile marathon right here, amen, in Stuart, glory to God. I didn't come out real fast. Yeah. I ran 26.2 miles, glory to God, in a full marathon, glory to God. But I came out at a pace, amen, for I can just see where I'm at. I just touched where I was, amen, to see, amen. I came out gradually, amen, but I turned it on. Amen. As I continue to go forth, as I can see, amen. Therefore, seeing the finish line, amen. I began to turn it on, amen. When I got to about the 19th mile, glory to God, I began to turn it on, amen. When I got to the 24th mile, amen, I had two more miles to go, amen. I began to turn it on. I began to dig deep, glory to God, and to find something extra down on the inside, because I didn't start it out the race, amen, that fast, glory to God. And what I'm trying to say to you this morning, I can see Jesus at the finish line, amen, and that you can turn it on, because we're living in the last and evil days now, amen. We're living in corrupt days, amen, amen. They ain't coming, amen. Perilous time is already here, amen. You look at the news, amen, amen, and you're seeing people doing all these heinous acts, glory to God, amen, now, amen. This is the time that we need to come to the Lord, amen. This is the time now to know God, amen, at his fullness down, amen. I'm reminded what Paul said, that I might know him in the power of his resurrection. Glory to God. Come on here. In the fellowship and of his suffering, that I may know the Lord. Amen. Now is the acceptable time of the Lord now. Now is the acceptable year of the Lord right now. Glory to God. Realizing and understanding who the Lord is and what is the calling and what is the hope. Amen. For you. Amen. In this time where the Lord have already, amen, predestined, knowing that the predestination of the Lord, amen, from the foundation of the world, who he have already predestined you, amen, that there's a purpose and a plan, amen, that God have already put in order, amen, for your life, amen, and for you to walk into the newness of it, glory to God, amen. The Bible so declare, amen. But when you speak and pray, the Lord have already, amen, intercept your prayer. Jesus already is standing in the gap. Amen. And he already know what you in need of already. Amen. The Bible so declare. Amen. In Psalms 116 and 12, what shall I render unto the Lord? Amen. For all his benefits towards me. When you begin to meditate on that, when you begin to ponder that thought, amen, what shall I render unto the Lord? Amen. For all his benefits toward me. I don't know about you this morning. Amen. But God have been good to me. You hear me? Amen. He's been good. He's been good. He's been better to me than I've been to myself. Amen. And you ought to lift up the name of the Lord now. Amen. It's high time now. It is the Bible so declared that it's time for us to wake up out of sleep. Amen. That the night is far spent. Amen. And the day is at hand now. Amen. That walk as children as the light. Amen. Not as children as the nighttime. Amen. But children as light. Amen. That we'll have fellowship with Christ Jesus. And I only know one king, and that's King Jesus. King Jesus. When you begin to find him and realize and begin to meditate on King Jesus, the one that can save your soul, the unadulterated word of the Lord, and get to an area where you can be still and see the salvation of the Lord. The Bible so declare, be ye still and know that I am God, saith God. We over here in Hebrews, that 12th chapter, verse 9, say, furthermore, we have fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we have gave them reference. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? In terms of, we have had people, our family members for that matter, and role models and mentors in our life, and we got, and it's good to have respect for people and to respect others. And but we look at them as supposed of that, not as a God, so to speak, but they gonna stand in the gap for us in our time of need, in our time of going through. See, we have failed to get to know him for ourselves. See, because once we get to know him for ourselves, the word of God will generate through you and will fill you from top to bottom and from left to right, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And for that cause that you can be an inspiration, perhaps you can be a case of being an enlightenment or leading somebody else to Christ through that, through your family, through somebody on the job, through somebody in the church. Glory to God. But we put too much focus on things of this world and of folks. Amen. God is a man that he shall not lie. The Son of Man that he don't have to repent because he's God. See, man has to repent because we're just a mortal body. We're just in the flesh. And we're human. And humans are subject as they go along to make, amen, of this everyday living. But the Bible so declared that unto the Father of spirits and be of subjection unto the Father of spirits. The Bible said that let every soul be subject unto the higher power of God. For there is no power that is of God, and the power that be is of God. So let me be ignited, amen, unto God. And to look at God, amen, and my King Jesus. And to look at God, that God gonna take me, amen, from glory, amen, to virtue. And once I go from glory to virtue, I see I have a standard now, and my standard is to please God, as I may walk worthy of the knowledge of the Lord. Amen. And walking in a way that I can be able to see as God would see things, that I can be able to identify with Satan as I go along my day's journey. See, there's a one more day's journey that a child of God begins to go on. And every time, even before we leave our house, we have to be girded up, amen, with the loins of truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness and the helmet of salvation and the word of God, amen, which is the spirit, the sword, which is the word of the Lord. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and the two-edged sword, amen, in their hand. Glory to God. Amen. Satan thought that he had us. Amen. He thought that he had us. But you, to defeat Satan, you have to continue, amen, to be girded up with the truth, amen, of the living God. Listen here. Look what he said here in Hebrews 12 and 25. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. Glory to God. No, I'm sorry. That 28th verse, wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. We have received a kingdom which cannot be moved, an unshakable kingdom. It will stand and is standing now, and we're standing flat-footed in the kingdom. That means that I'm not easily drawn away by any wind and doctrine that may come my way, that I know who my God is. I'm not living in a sense of illusion or a sense of not being knowing that who he is in my life. I'm in the way of now of I know him. There's an identification that took place. Glory to God. See, because we're living in a time now of apostasy. Amen. Apostasy is the word that means as far as someone have turned away. Amen. From the belief of God, they have went out the back door. Amen. They have gave up. Amen. The fool have said in his heart. Can you believe it? The fool have said in his heart, but it's in the word of God that there is no God. Amen. You tell me that there ain't no God, that God created man in his own image, in his own likeness. Glory to God. And that God, amen, he must walk this earth himself. Jesus came, amen, in incarnation, amen, with the word of the Lord. Amen. The word became flesh and it dwelt, amen, among us. And he was in this world, and the world knew him not. Glory to God. And by him being in this world, and the world knew him not, he took upon himself humanity and made himself of no reputation, but took upon himself a form of a servant. And the Bible so declared that he thought it not robbery to be equal, amen, with God. Glory to God. And God have given him a name which is above every name, amen, exalted him. Glory to God. So my beloved this morning, amen, a kingdom that which cannot be moved. Amen. Standing in the word of the Lord, standing in hope, standing in deliverance, standing in exoneration, that you have been exonerated already. Amen. You have been already signed, stamped, amen, in delivery. Amen. The only thing you got to do is walk in your calling. Glory to God. Walk in your calling. Walk in your purpose. Walk in the reference of the Lord. Amen. Shall we not, amen, we have obeyed our fathers of this flesh. Shall we not be in subjection unto the Spirit of God and to the Father of God? Amen. And be able to live. Glory to God. I see our time have rapidly come and gone. I just wanted 22 minutes of your time. Glory to God. And now we're winding down. Glory to God. And we look over here at 1 Samuel in that 12th chapter of 1 Samuel. For the Lord will not forsake his, verse 22, for the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord and ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great thing he have done for you. See that's the driving nail. We wanna drive it home right here. Only fear the Lord, as you see in addition to Hebrews that 12:28 chapter, and in terms of shall we not serve the God acceptably and godly fear acceptably. I'm serving the God out of the act, amen, because I want to. I'm serving the God out of the act because nobody ain't got to pump and prime me up. Ain't nobody got to force me to praise God. I'm praising God because I love the Lord. I'm praising God because I done seen his wonderful acts. I done seen his wonderful work. I'm reminded what Paul said, for we glory in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope made not ashamed by the love of God, that which is spread abroad, amen, in our heart. Glory to God. Glory to God in experience. In the child of God, you have experience because you see God come through for you in your life, and you standing in the gap for your family, for the body of Christ, for we all come together in one unity, one faith of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the statues. Glory to God, that we may all be full with the fullness of Christ. Amen. And this is the time here, amen, in this 12th chapter where Saul, amen, was the king of Israel. But the people wanted a king. They wanted a king of Israel. And they begin to murmur and complain to the prophet Samuel to send us a king. Send us a king. We need a king. Glory to God. But Samuel began to just to put the word on them. Samuel began to go back to Aaron and Moses and say that it wasn't Aaron and Moses that brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. It was God. So what I'm trying to tell you this morning, what Saul was trying to say, it was God. Amen. And you need God in your life. Amen. Don't worry about so much of a king. Amen. Because the king is just standing, amen, right there. Amen. And he can't do nothing unless God allow him to do something. So you need to put your trust in the true and living God. Amen. And once you do that, amen, God will not fail. God will not fail you. Amen. God is a God, amen, of righteousness. God is a God of pureness. Amen. Glory to God. He that have his hope in him, amen, purifies himself even as he is pure. Amen. Because he is pure. Amen. But the Israelites, amen, they wanted to put themselves in a place, amen, we're looking at man. Amen. We're living in a day, and this day should not come unless there be a great falling away from the church. We're living in a place of perdition, a son of perdition. Amen. And Satan come to steal, kill, amen, and destroy, and to begin to take care of all and want to take all them back and deceive you. The Bible so declared that he was a deceiver from the beginning. Amen. The Bible so declared in 1 John 3:8. Amen. For this call that the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy, amen, the works of Satan. Glory to God. And it is time now for you to tap into it. Glory to God. We love the Lord. We love the Lord. And as you continue to get closer to God, amen, and draw nigh unto God, for the word of God is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. Amen. Once we begin to understand, amen, the realization of what the Lord have for us, amen, and then we can be all, amen, equally yoked fellow brothers in the Lord of the labors, amen, of Christ, for the harvest is already plenteous. They're ready to be picked right now. We thank you for joining us on this morning. Glory to God. Real quick, if I could this morning make an announcement over to Tabernacle Church of Deliverance. I'll be speaking over there next Sunday morning. Amen, amen. October the 26th. Here in the year 2025, I thank God for the opportunity. Mother Overseer, Mother Gordon, amen. Pastor Harriet Gordon, amen. All the ministers of the gospel, amen. And the entire body of Christ, glory to God. And we can't do nothing without the anointing, amen. The Holy Ghost, the Bible said that you shall live and not die. We thank you for joining us on this morning. Amen. It's been such a pleasure. It always is a blessing to be able to come, amen, and do anything that pertains, amen, unto the Lord. Amen. We just want to be and look to the hills. Amen. For we know where our help come from. Amen. And King Jesus. Amen. Not so much of a king. Amen. Because the children of Israel, they were serving gods. Amen. Pagan gods. You know, and every time God brought them out, they go right back to, amen, the same thing over and over and over. And God, I believe God spared Israel. Amen. Because that's God's chosen land. So he spared them, even though they was decimated with sin and they was polluted with sin. Glory to God. But God always have a plan, because God love you and we love you. Lively Stones Ministry, in Jesus' name. Amen. God did. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Thank the Lord for you tuning in, and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.